On this week's Tourism Roundup, Airbnb launches Home Sharing Association in Kingston. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned.
Help me pick up Jamaica, the land of wood and water.
International Hospitality Service Airbnb recently launched its first home sharing club in Jamaica as part of ongoing plans to expand its presence in the country. Through home sharing clubs, Airbnb's network of hosts are able to collaborate with each other and educate their stakeholders and the public about the cultural and economic benefits of home sharing. The launch event in Jamaica is significant, as the country now boasts the first host club in the Caribbean.
And it's no coincidence that we have selected Jamaica to launch this initiative in the Caribbean, because essentially we have received such a warm welcome from everyone in Jamaica, and I don't mean just our host community, but also government and other sectors that understand how the home sharing economy and partners such as Airbnb and a strong partnership with Airbnb can benefit the entire community in Jamaica.
Campaign manager and head of public policy in the Caribbean and Central America at Airbnb, Carlos Munoz.
Home sharing clubs are organizations that are independent and host-led that empower our global community to unite and educate their neighbors and community leaders about the cultural and economic benefits of home sharing. They drive initiatives to better their neighborhoods, and they advocate for best practices around hosting and hospitality, organize community service activities, and can act as an important forum to connect to those who share a passion for home sharing.
Currently, Airbnb has 3,100 hosts in Jamaica, with 5,900 listings on the platform. Of that number, 910 are in Kingston, with 1,400 listings.
Of note is that 30% of the bookings that we have in Kingston are people staying in private rooms, which is important, an important narrative, as we're having tourists visit and stay with locals and experiencing the Jamaican experience with a local host. And I think that's important as it relates to our host community and the launching of today's club.
The growth of Airbnb in Jamaica is having a direct impact on community tourism and ensuring more of the tourism dollar stays in Jamaica.
In Kingston alone, Airbnb hosts have generated approximately $2.4 million US in host revenues in the last 12 months, or approximately $2,000 per host. We've brought in 15,300 guests to Kingston. 5,100 Jamaicans have used Airbnb to travel abroad.
Campaign manager and head of tourism policy for the Caribbean and Central America at Airbnb, Carlos Munoz. Going forward, the Airbnb Home Sharing Association will be enhancing the quality of the product Jamaica has to offer by training its members.
We want to partner with some of the organizations such as HARP so that we can look to tap into the housekeeping that they provide. We want to look at TPDECO, as we've talked about, utilizing them to do the inspections for the Airbnb Plus. We want to be able to bring forth a new day that allows us to move our country in a direction that the little guy can take part in what's happening.
President of the Jamaica Home Sharing Association, Havana Llewellyn. Airbnb has already launched over 200 home sharing clubs around the world, 9 in Mexico, 14 in Brazil, and 2 in Argentina.
To a place called Jamaica.
In our No Jamaica segment, the Morant Point Lighthouse in St. Thomas. The Morant Point Lighthouse, located at the most eastern point of Jamaica, is the oldest lighthouse in the country. Its structure is of cast iron about 30 meters long and has a diameter of 5 meters at the base and 3 meters at the cap. The lighthouse was cast in London and mounted in 1841 by crewmen and indentured Africans who were brought to Jamaica in the period following emancipation. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.